Hi, it's President Trump. I want to congratulate Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach for reaching 100 episodes. They have a great podcast, don't they? Just one question. Why are you gay?
Hi, it's Taylor. I want to congratulate Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach for reaching 100 episodes. Just one question. Who is gay?
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. Sources say the perpetrators of Dildogate at WNBA games are none other than Drake and Scott with their associates, Ziggy and Coach. We investigated 11.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mommies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome and welcome back.
Woo-woo.
We're back, baby.
And
this is surreal.
It is. And I wanted to do a throwback to our very first couple of episodes, Scott, with the Mr. Rogers clip and then this opening theme song that we haven't used in forever. And
so real.
And yeah. It was two years officially.
Who gets the credit for that? Who is that?
The singer? The music, it's, oh gosh, Black Keys, I think. And, yeah. I promise you. It's called High and Low. It's a very good song. So, yeah, it was 2 years officially in May that we started this show, and then we actually conceived the idea in April on the porch of your former
house. So, here's
house.
The question.
And
was it a show at conception?
Oh.
Sorry, I've been watching videos on YouTube.
Did it have to mature in the proverbial?
Well, it definitely matured. We started off pretty well, and then we got better the more we did, and then 2 years later, here we are. We had a 90-day break because of issues, and now we're back. So it's episode 100. We are coast-to-coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
What's up?
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you,
let's
Coach?
Let's go.
All right. And I overloaded today on topics. Now, I think that's good to say. We have a few sound clips that aren't going to take very long, but will provide a lot of good discussion. Trump on fire lately, so a lot of that.
The hair finally caught on fire?
Yeah, all the hairspray. We have the D.C. crackdown in progress. Cami Poo says she's not running for governor. And Sydney Sweeney's jeans... the ad now becoming a sorority TikTok thing. White girls are so back. Colbert is on the chopping block. SNL might be next. Young people suffering from something called piña phobia. And it's not what you think. Don't go dirty. It's not what you think. Obamagate not going away. We referred to Dildogate in the opening, and there is a twist in that y'all may have heard of. Or maybe not. It actually hasn't gotten that much publicity. Florida, this is a quick one. Let's just do this one real quick. You know, we've had Doge at the national level, and now Florida is doing its own version of Doge at the state level, but they've changed the name. They're not calling it Doge. Anybody want to guess what they've changed the name to?
Lay it on us.
Okay, hang on. The tweet is loading. It is the Florida Agency for Fiscal Oversight. FAFO.
I like it. I like it.
FAFO.
FAFO, baby.
That's right.
FAFO 321.
FAFO.
Here's one that might get us talking quite a bit. Gloucester Township in New Jersey, they're going to start charging and jailing the parents of any teenager who causes any, quote, public mayhem. So that's going to be interesting. Oh, also, the end of an era. AOL has officially dropped dial-up internet. I didn't know they were still using it. Wow. Yeah, so...
I can't remember the last time I saw an AOL email.
Yeah, I can't either. I can't either. Now, we always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us on the way to the show or the week prior. I've got an interesting one. Scott, would you like to start?
Yeah, I was... it's not really on the way to the show, but last night I was doom scrolling on my phone. Woke up in the middle of the night. And the reason I was doom scrolling on my phone is because my significant other, who shall remain nameless to protect the identity of the guilty, she woke me up. Like, let me sleep. She's like, no, there's something wrong with the sprinkler. It's been going on forever.
Sprinkler.
And so I get out. And
I hit it with my sprinklers.
Oh, look, and Fritz. The sprinkler in the backyard had been running for like an hour or something. And it just going to go. The whole backyard's flooded. And so I'm over at 3-something in the morning. I'm trying to figure out the control box.
Is this a time clock issue?
It's a programmable deal.
Time clock. Yeah.
There's no off button. There's no off button. I'm switching things and da-da-da. There's a thing that says stop. I push that. It doesn't stop. I felt like I was dealing with Kamala Harris. Just wouldn't turn off, wouldn't stop, wouldn't go away. And I messed with this thing. I had my phone light out in the middle of the night. I'm in my PJs. And
I would love to have a video of that.
it was rough. I pushed enough buttons that I finally got it turned off. Right.
Oh, so there was a stop button.
Yeah. No, well.
I mean,
there was a stop button, but when I pushed it, it didn't stop.
But you pushed some of this, made anyways, stop, so there was
drove a stop me nuts. Button. I thought, this is absolutely crazy. I gotta share this. I'm the guy who can't figure out how to run his own sprinklers. I go inside. I get in bed. Now I'm wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up for half an hour out in the cold. And I start doom scrolling, and I see this article where the company that took all the materials for the border wall that Biden, he got rid of all the materials, all of Trump's materials, and sold them to this auction house or whatever, international auction house. Come to find out, now that auction house is working on trying to sell it back to Trump. And it made me feel much better about my sprinkler.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I kind of want to thank Biden for that.
Yes, hopefully we're getting a discount.
I had a little giggle at, you know, 4 in the morning or
something. Right on.
So if I fall asleep.
Okay. Yeah, I had a hard time.
I'll be having a nightmare about my sprinklers.
Yeah, I had a hard time sleeping last night, too. That's why I was late this morning. Oh, I had a... We've talked about the Waymo robot taxis before. I think you have...
No, it's called... you got the name wrong. It's called Wayno.
Okay. Well, no. I have...
Get in a car with no driver. Wayno.
I got buddies who've been using it for years.
No way.
Years, and they love it.
So I was...
it's got your name on the top?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I had a buddy at work retire. I missed the party. And so a couple days later, how about I just come over to the house? We'll have a beer or something. And it's like, I didn't want to drive. So I left my car at the office, booked one of these Waymo taxis. It was really nice.
I told you. I got buddies that just swear by it.
Yeah, I think you guys can have No Way. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah,
instead of Waymo, I'm going to call it No Way.
Now, of course, you're going through some of the janky parts of San Francisco, and you're stuck in this thing. And if anything, you know, something goes wrong.
Well, so you got two violations there. One, you went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Two, you got in a No Way.
Yeah. Well, it was very interesting. It was a lot of fun. You get to, you know, play with the music, and it's if you have a problem, press the red button. It's like, okay, and it's.
I'd be pushing the button no matter what.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I'm curious.
Just to see what it does.
So we are in my industry. We're actually we're supplying material for their new barn.
Okay.
And I think they're going to have actual pad charging where the car just parks in a, gets on this parking space, and it charges wirelessly from the parking space to the bottom of the car.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to plug it in. So these cars are just literally autonomous, even in charging.
Wow. That's impressive.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I've never done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I get years they've been doing it. You know, if we go and we're going to see a show and go to dinner and drink a little bit, they do it all the time.
Right.
Did you feel comfortable? Did you feel safe?
I did, except through the janky parts of San Francisco, where it's like if somebody wants to rush the car and tip it over, you know. But it was quiet. It was very comfortable. You get in the car and it says, "Welcome, Brian. Press the green button to start and don't touch anything and yada yada yada."
It's a Jag, right?
Yeah. And the funny part. It wasn't funny at first, but it got to be funny. For whatever reason, it didn't pick me up right in front of the building at the door. It stopped on the east side of the building on the other end of the block.
Right.
And you get to see it on a map. You know, okay, your car's here. It's going to wait for 2 minutes. And I'm looking. I look at the map. Oh, it's around the corner. So I got to run all the way around the corner. So the east side of the building is on 4th Street. 4th Street is one lane because they built a new Muni track. So it used to be two lanes. The Muni track took up the other lane. So the Waymo just stopped in the street, right at the curb.
In the lane.
Yeah. So we've got a whole line of cars backing up to the Farallons, and I'm like, and then I'm trying to figure out how to open the door, and then the seat's all the way forward. I got to move the seat back. Nobody's honking yet.
Are you sitting in the front?
Yeah, I sat in the front. And
I wouldn't do that.
It didn't tell me not to. And I thought maybe I should wave and say I'm sorry. And then I thought, no, all these people voted for Kamala; they can sit and wait. So I get in the car. It says, "Welcome." Push the button.
That attitude.
Yeah, push the button. There's your climate control. You can change the music on the app. And it's, okay, so I push the button. Boom! Away we went. It was great.
It sounds as bad as one of the airlines that I'm not popular with.
you continue to book tickets with, yeah.
Oh, no, they struck
like
twice.
You're a glutton for punishment.
They struck twice recently.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They struck again.
And you continue to buy their tickets. So.
Well, I'm not even talking about myself now.
I understand that. I have no sympathy for you or your family.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
You can have No Way rides, and you can have Southwest Airlines, too. You can have them both.
Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law's flight was delayed 8 hours with her baby in the airport for 8 hours.
I did hear that.
You know the worst
actually,
one?
Actually, I had breakfast with her that morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she's a good sport, though, so she took it like a champ. But even worse, out in, I think it was Houston to Florida, there was a flight, something like that. Maybe it was Austin to Florida. There were two blind ladies that were scheduled for a flight, and they kept delaying it. They delayed it 5 hours. They rebooked everybody from that flight onto other flights so they could get where they were going sooner, but they never told these two blind ladies.
Mm.
So 5 hours later, they load these two ladies onto this flight. Well, everybody else has been booked. They fly by themselves on a plane.
Oh, that was wow. Nice. They got first-class treatment. And
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. We left two blind ladies.
They had personal
in the concourse for 5 hours.
Stewardesses.
No one talks to them.
Yeah,
they're ticked. Oh, but you know, Southwest they made up for it. They gave them each $100 vouchers.
That's what they did.
Vouchers for what?
Yeah, I think you can get one meal for $100 at the airport for that much.
Again, never had that experience.
Appetizer.
Yeah. So I can't tell if they're anti women or anti blind people. I don't know. They really have some things to work out.
Yeah.
So that's I got three shocking crazy on the ways.
All right. Well, we got a minute and a half, so go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
Okay. Okay. Southwest Airlines strikes again.
Oh, twice. I understand. You told three stories.
Okay. I got the unstoppable sprinkler, and I got we're rebuying
operator error.
Border wall supplies that we already paid for once.
Yeah. So, Ziggy, Coach, anybody, any of you got one while we're...
Go ahead, Coach. crappy coffee this morning.
This morning? Okay.
Yeah, but...
Whose fault is that?
But the kid is off to school.
That sounds like a first world problem to me.
It is. It's total first world. No, we went to a coffee shop, and I said, "Hey, do you have a light roast? A blonde or a light roast?" And they're like, "Well, we have a dark and a light that we mix, and it's kind of a medium, but we only do pour over." I'm like, okay. Yeah, first it was pour over, and then they like forgot about me.
Which one?
To like 10 minutes.
Call them
so,
out.
By the time,
call them out. Let's hear it. Come on.
This is Panama Bay.
Oh,
and live no more.
Okay. Yeah.
Freaking garbage.
It's a
garbage. Everybody
craft,
else.
It's a craft one off shop.
It's right there
shop.
On the corner on the
street. Yeah. Craft one off shop.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had it. It's all pour over there.
You're not missing. No, it's not all pour over. Just the one I wanted was pour over.
All right, we are up on a break.
Don't go. Save your money.
More to come after this.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear a lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman. And that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid?
Boy, did we dodge a bullet there, didn't we?
Hey, you have that problem, though, too, right?
With
I've
lipstick?
Heard you complaining about the coffee lids.
Starbucks doesn't need to change. She just needs to change the color of her lipstick to white.
Or get something better that doesn't rub off. I think maybe, I think that's by design.
Or just stop.
She wants to know where she's been.
Stop wearing lipstick. You can do that, too.
Willie Brown never complained.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. I
just... Who's the other one? Anyway, there's a bunch of them. He was a talk show guy, wasn't he?
Who?
The other one.
The other one. I don't know.
Her other buddy.
I don't remember.
Montel?
Montel! That's it. Yeah. Ziggy with the win.
Montel Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that was a thing.
Never heard that. First time today.
Oh, yeah. She made the rounds.
All right, so we got some big stuff out of D.C. here, especially with the president, and I want to play a clip of the press conference he held today. A couple of things about the press conference today. One is this great clip where, you know, we have the meeting with Russian President Putin coming up here in Alaska shortly, and today Mr. Trump had something to say about that.
Well, we're going to have a meeting with Vladimir Putin, and at the end of that meeting, probably in the first 2 minutes, I'll know exactly whether or not a deal can be made.
How do you know that?
Because that's what I do. I make deals.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Although Zelensky is already pissing and moaning about it.
Well, Zelensky has to obey his CIA masters and keep the war going somehow, which means he's going to refuse everything. And that...
Heard enough about it. Have we cut them off finally?
I think so. Either that, or they're paying for it some other way, or we're doing it
with the mineral rights,
something like that.
Kind of GoFundMe.
But the rest of that conference was actually pretty interesting. Mr. Trump said he is placing Washington D.C. The police department under federal control and deploying 800 National Guard troops through the city, and he's. Complaining, you know, crime is out of control, everything is unsafe, and the locals seem to be unable or unwilling to do anything about it. So now he's sending in the National Guard. I'm announcing an historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse, he declared. This is Liberation Day in D.C. We're going to take our capital back.
This is Trump?
Yes.
So have you spent much time in D.C.?
I have never been to D.C., actually.
How about you guys?
No.
No, never. I like their comics, though.
Yeah, it's awful. It's a horrendous city.
Yeah,
It is squalor. And
where's
and
Dad?
That's my point.
Well,
it should be a shining beacon. It should be one of our best cities. It is the worst.
Wow.
I've been there several times, a couple of them with my children, where we didn't go out at night.
Wow.
I mean, you don't. It's awful.
Instead of 800 National Guard, you should just send 800 dads.
Yeah. Well, maybe he has.
You probably can solve it with 80 dads.
Let's talk about Sydney Sweeney, because you had a take, and I have a different take. So,
okay, Sydney Sweeney and her jeans ad. Hang on, let me get this story.
First of all, it's not hers. It's
It's American Eagle's jeans ad, and she's the star of it.
Yes.
Do you know how much money she made then? In the first
couple million bucks, actually.
Oh, no.
No?
Way more than that.
Oh, okay.
Their stock went up, I think, like immediately, 25%.
I told my father to look into the stock.
Can they just tell us about this ahead of time so I have a chance to buy some of that stock first before it goes to the roof?
Well, So let's go ahead.
All right. So Sydney Sweeney's Good Jeans ad is now a viral sorority trend in the U.S. Sydney was recently embroiled in a controversy after she featured in an American Eagle ad. The commercial hinged on the line, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, intentionally blurring the line between the word jeans and jeans. J-E-A-N-S and G-E-N-E-S. And I'm just going to change some of the writing, some of the wording here of this article because it's not very good. Anyway, the internet blew up. A bunch of blue-haired big backs who can't get cracks were complaining about Aryan beauty standards and that she's showing white supremacist tropes throughout the commercial. Despite the backlash and accusations, the advertisement drove engagement and boosted American Eagle stock. Anyway, so now what we're seeing is a TikTok trend of sororities. You know, a bunch of girls getting together and doing some sort of organized dance. They're all white. They're all blonde. They're all wearing jeans. And it's all thanks to Sydney.
But, you know, okay, so, yeah, it is. And it's like we're still supposed to be apologetic for being white.
Yeah.
Apologetic for being blonde and blue-eyed. And American Eagle just snubbed their noses. There's a bunch of these liberals that have this huge movement now. Eugenics, Nazism, mm-hmm, Hitler. Right.
Buzzwords.
And just craziness.
Buzzwords.
It's too bad we didn't have some of those clips because they're talking about it.
And it's
well, so this it's so hypocritical. They wanna complain about the Nazism type stuff, but at the same time they want to get rid of Israel. Like,
well, no, it's not just that. They want to label everything as white supremacist and Nazi, yeah. And it's like if everything is Nazi, then really nothing is. And
but if you're blonde and blue-eyed, you don't have a voice. You need to shut up and stand in the corner.
That too. Baskin Robbins now.
What if you're blue-eyed and bald? Are they coming after those people?
I think so. If you're white, of course. Yeah.
And she's doing it again, by the way. Now she's in a Baskin Robbins ad licking ice cream. So that's really going to... Nice.
Wait. I got to buy a Baskin Robbins ad.
Yeah, go buy a Baskin. Yeah. So
but it's just, you know, we got... It's the left and the libs just scratching, trying to hold on to this woke agenda.
Yeah. It's well, there's a theory, though, that American Eagle planted all of the backlash because some of it was so coordinated, hitting so many of the same lines.
Have you heard it?
I know. I guess I have. I don't quite believe it, but I could believe it if it ever does come out as a sudden plot twist. And I wouldn't be surprised.
All these people, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like we have different genes. I mean, look around this room.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there are pretty people and there are less pretty people. And I think that's the way the good Lord made it.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. I'm happy to speak for myself. I don't mind speaking for you as well because we all have eyes. It's all good. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't be apologetic for being attractive. And
no, again, you shouldn't.
What's attractive to me may not be attractive to you. And clearly, Sydney Sweeney is attractive to most people. And let's persecute her for that. It's like it's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, the funniest thing I find about it all is that's not her natural hair color.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're calling her blonde hair, blue eyes. She dyed her hair blonde, people.
Well, I mean,
sounds like you know a lot about her. So have you switched your allegiance from Taylor to Sydney?
Maybe.
Okay.
How many ladies have their actual natural color hair anymore?
I don't know any.
Not even my wife does, actually.
I see hair and I just say no. I never assume it's natural anymore.
Well, yours and mine is.
Well, I don't have any, right? So here's to no color hair.
Thank
All right, we are up on a break. If you don't mind, I'm going to steal a few seconds here because there's something I'd like to play directly related to this as we open up our next break. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com back after this.
While the market
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with you now for our third segment.
I got an update on the Baskin-Robbins stock.
Okay.
If you want to buy it, get ahead of the curve, you can't.
Why?
They went privately owned in 2020.
Okay.
They used to be part of Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
But you can't find their symbol either.
I see.
So they're off. They're both off the market.
Interesting.
They got canceled so much, they can't even offer stock anymore.
Wow. All right. I got another surprise for you.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
This song is all fake. AI generated.
It's fake. Yeah. I knew it was fake.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No. No. A channel on YouTube called AI Trailer Home. They've done several parody songs of a political nature, and this is the latest one. And yeah, it's all
AI. Are they copying somebody's voice?
No. It's all AI generated. So it's amazing and scary.
This is Forbes, by the way. American Eagle stock jumps. I was wrong. It's 25%.
A 25% jump since the ad?
After Trump praises controversy.
Oh, that's right.
Sydney Sweeney.
Because someone told him she was a Republican, and he's like, oh, I like her more now.
But it equated to, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, of course, they're eating it up. It's like, oh, yeah, let's continue doing this.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing we should discuss, because it's kind of the elephant in the room right now, is why we were gone for 90 days. And I put up an announcement on Spotify that said we had some issues, and we were, you know, and we needed to take a break. And I thought we should explain why. What happened was...
Of course, it all generates around... Scott with three T's.
Yes. See, now we've said
as does everything.
Yes. We've said from the beginning that, you know, Scott is
my world. Is you're all wanted, just living in it.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Hey guys, hang on. So Scott's a wanted man. He is hiding from, you know, the Boy Scouts, the CIA, the FBI, everybody. And when he's gone, you know, his absences are usually because he's
and
had
the DNC.
To, and yes. And when he's gone and absent, it's usually because he has to lay a fake trail and get the heat off, you know.
And circle back around.
Yeah. And come back. Yeah. Well,
or get cosmetic surgery yet again.
That's
well, none of them are working very well.
I know. They found out that I went bald. I used to have hair, but then I had it surgically removed.
Well, he finally got caught. And it was very unfortunate. We thought that this was the end of the run and thus the end of the show. But we organized a strike force, called ourselves the Delta Farce, and we went and got him out. And another thing happened during that 90 days that Coach fell off the back of his truck. And...
Well, I mounted that 50 cal in the back of the
well. That's the thing. Truck. That's the thing. The cover story is you tried to climb up and climb up on the bumper, and the tailgate was loose, and it came open, and you fell. But that's not what happened. What happened was, yeah, you were at the back of the 50 cal as we were driving away with Scott, blasting, and you fell. And here's what it sounded like. It's not exact.
We got audio.
We got audio. Oh, yeah. So,
well, the Cybertruck does that, you know.
So here he is on the 50. Blasting away at the bad guys as we get Scott away from the prison. And then the tragedy strikes. So.
That's what a broken elbow sounds like.
Yeah. He got attacked by a Cybertruck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what a broken elbow sounds like. Exactly.
Well, it found out that you were white and blue eyed, and true. It's like you're canceled.
That's true. That's right, baby.
I mean, who breaks elbows twice in 1 year? Twice in 6 months. That's actually three elbows.
Yeah, I broke three.
Hopefully they.
How do you break three? You only have two.
I broke them both the first time, and then one the second time. That's three. One, two, three.
So that's why we
and
were
it's
gone.
Real, it happened.
Yeah. That's why we were gone.
Thanks for getting me out, by the way.
You're welcome. We're glad that we ended this.
I took one for the team,
that's
too.
That's right. Come on, man.
Props to me.
So what do you think about parents being arrested for what their kids do?
I'm for it.
All right.
I'm all for it.
Let's go to Gloucester Township in New Jersey. They're going to try something similar. Where's my audio? Oh, that's why. One moment.
American Eagle was at about $10 a share about 3 weeks ago, and it's up to $12.67 today if you wanted to buy it right now.
Oh, very nice.
We do not sell or buy stocks, and we are in no way giving financial advice.
No,
on this show.
But I am going to have my dad look into this so we can buy me some of that stock. Let's go to New Jersey.
And this new ordinance here in Gloucester Township lists 28 offenses ranging from felonies to minor infractions like loitering or breaking curfew. Now, if a child is found guilty in juvenile court repeatedly, well, that's when a parent or guardian could face 90 days in jail. Live here in Gloucester Township, Leland Pinder for Action News at 10 on PHL 7.
What do we think?
Well, I think if you are willing to relinquish your child to a juvenile detention center, that should be the first thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if they repeat, then you go after the parents, or?
No, I think the kids should be, but if the parents aren't doing anything about it, I think there should be some responsibility.
Isn't this another way of saying, where's dad?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Let's get dad involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it's not a new idea. Because, I mean, it's been brought up before. I mean, you know, throughout the years, I've heard people say that, yeah, parents should be punished for what their kids do if it's, you know. But
I don't know. I think that's the wrong way to say it. They should be responsible.
Well, they should face some sort of consequences for what their kids do, for what they fail to teach their children not to do. And now this I mispronounced it, as you heard, but now they're proposing an idea that might make it a reality.
Before you go buy that American Eagle stock, last year in August, it hit a high of $22.70.
Oh, wow.
In a year, it's gone down. It cut down to $9.31.
So they're loving this.
Mid-June.
Okay.
Which is why they're like, hey, how do we get Sydney Sweeney to do a commercial for us?
Yeah.
Right? So they're up about, $3.50 from mid-June?
Well, give it time.
But they've been going down for a year. So maybe, buy something else.
I think they were kind of irrelevant for a while, and now they're not.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I just love all the butt hurt though. It's terrific. Let's go to shenanigans in late night television. Stephen Colbert has been canceled. They're going to let him finish out his contract. The reason is, your ratings are down and you're costing us a lot of money. Everybody's saying no, he's critical of Trump, so this is them getting even because CBS and Mr. Trump had to settle some sort of lawsuit. I've got to get by my ad blocker.
CBS is not Trump backers.
They settled.
But, they settled, and now they're, you know, so now they're, so anyway, the rumor is they're axing Colbert because of all
them.
That damage.
That's
no, I know, but that's, no, his ratings are bad, and he does cost them a lot of money. And now there's a story here in the Daily Mail, Vultures Circle SNL, as source reveals death knell for historic show that's burning through millions. So Colbert's already gone, and now SNL, Saturday Night Live, might be gone as well.
I mean, they haven't been relevant for quite some time.
Yeah.
No, they haven't.
If we don't have SNL anymore, where are we going to get our Trump bashing jokes?
Well, exactly.
Oh, from anywhere, because they're everywhere.
Because that's all anybody does.
It's not unique anymore. In fact, I was thinking, when anything goes wrong from now on, I'm just going to blame Trump. I'll fit right in.
You know, it's funny. I listened to a soundbite the other day of Johnny Carson. Right?
He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
And this was back in the day. They were taught when things just started, you know, and they're talking about, they compared him to, you know, all the new people, Colbert. This was having to do with the Colbert thing. Letterman, everybody, right? Who now have used this comedic platform to have an opinion. And we've talked about that on the show many, many times. Just because you're an actor or a comedian and you have a big platform, it doesn't mean you have a brain. It doesn't mean that you have, that your opinion politically.
Well, keep doing what you're good at. Keep doing comedy. Stop. Why pivot to politics?
They talked to Carson and he was like, and they're like, why don't you do this? He's like, it's not my job. And this is the greatest show ever to exist, late night.
You know, I bet you if you got him in a room by himself, he'd say, well, it's not my job, but actually it's not funny.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I do what I do, and my job is to be a comedian and to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Not to make them to try and, you know, I have my own opinions, and guess what? They're mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a great line. You know, we lost, we haven't talked about this, but we lost the Hulkster. The Hulkamania while we were on break.
My brother was from another mother?
Sad day. you know, what are you going to do when these pythons get a hold of you? Right?
I actually got two texts that day from people. I could show them to you saying, oh, we're very sorry you lost your brother.
Your brother. You guys do look fairly similar.
I'm not kidding you.
Right? So Johnny Carson is interviewing the Hulkster. And it's the one where he's introducing Hulkamania. We got a new thing, brother. It's called Hulkamania. It's taking over the world. You know, whatever. And Carson looks over. He's looking at his arm. He's like, you know, I'm looking at your arm, and I wish I had anything on my body that was that big. I thought that was a great line. Your older twin.
Yeah, I got a couple of them that day.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Very good.
Yeah, we lost three in a row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm Jamal Lewis, mm-hmm. who played one of the sons on...
Warner. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Lewis.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was tragic.
He was one of the sons on the Cosby Show, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. He was swimming in the ocean. Costa Rica, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and he just got taken out to sea.
I think like undertow or something. Yeah, those are real.
Don't swim past 50 in the ocean.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, and then who's the other one? We lost him, Hulk, and
Ozzy.
Oh, Running with the Devil.
Oz.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He finally got on off the crazy train.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne. Man, what a tribute they gave to him. And so going, really? I don't know we want to celebrate that.
Oh, stop.
Oh, he was scary.
Oh, you stop.
Sharon finally
moment
let him
silence
die.
Silence for Ozzy. My goodness.
He represented some pretty dark stuff.
No, he really didn't. Really
okay,
did.
Well, he put on like he did.
It's
just a show.
He really did.
Yeah,
he was a showman.
If you ever after him, really him, he's a gentleman.
I'm all for showing good things.
You have a point. Yes, some of the stuff he displayed was dark. Coach, you have a point too, because in the days following his death, there was a lot of people who were like, you know, no, Ozzy, that was just a show. He was very much...
He's a gentle giant, man.
But some of them even gone to say he was very much a Christian, and some of that show stuff was very much anti-satanic, if you ever really dug into it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those yin-yang things where it's like, I don't know what to believe, so, you know, Godspeed. And whatever. Maybe he was. Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't know, and some people seem to be speaking from authority.
But, again, you cannot... deny the impact he had on the industry.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a pioneer. He's
right.
Paved the way.
As a rocker,
impact can be negative.
Yeah, right. You're not wrong.
Okay. Yeah. It can be. Because
you know
that's because you were listening to rap. So I don't perception. Know, man.
It's all perception.
All right, we are up on a break. Coming back with women behaving badly. We got a great one today. And Scott's third tee, Coach's corner, Ziggy's riffs. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. We're going to have to let one of our stories carry over to next week, the one about pinophobia. It's not what you think. It's just got a funny name. And we didn't get to Dildo Gate either. I hope that story is still good for next week. I'm sure it will. Sure it will be.
This also begs the, you know, I don't think we made a big enough deal about the 100th episode. I really don't. This is a huge milestone.
You want to let out a shout or something? I mean, we had Trump and Taylor show up and say congratulations. What more do you want?
A lot more. I want a lot more. It should have been more fanfare. It also begs the question about the format and the length of time.
But, we're not doing 2 hours. Don't even suggest it. All right, we got women behaving badly this week.
I think
week.
I just did, by the way.
No. A woman arrested after wearing Allah is a lesbian T-shirt. This took place in Britain. An activist has been reprimanded and taken into custody after posting a photograph of her sporting a controversial Allah is lesbian T-shirt online, authorities have confirmed. Betty Locker, 50, is a Moroccan feminist who faces up to 2 years in prison after she was arrested on Sunday.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I,
they,
you,
don't, usually they don't have free speech over across the pond.
No. And usually, you know, when I say congratulations, Betty, you've won the Women Behaving Badly Award, it's like usually it's to mock them.
Yeah,
this one, I'm like, you know, we need to break her out of prison is what we need to do.
Hey, I believe that 50 cal on the reassemble.
You put that thing to good use.
Yeah, we need to reassemble
Delta Farce.
Go and get her.
We got to get him some elbow braces first.
No. We need a seatbelt to hold me on so I don't fall off. Seriously, you know what?
Assemble.
Yeah.
Get him a harness.
All right.
Ziggy.
No, Scott.
No?
It's you.
Oh, 13 today.
13.
No, it's Ziggy.
It's,
okay, bring it down.
You never get it right.
No, I don't.
You really don't.
Who wants to go? Somebody go.
I'll go.
All right.
So no bragging, but I made six figures last year. So they named me the worst employee at the toy factory.
All right.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah. I'm not even going to give it the last one. Yeah, no, it doesn't even deserve the last one. Scott's third tee today brought to you by the word time. Our post-game report is about time. I was looking at all this stuff, and time is so important. Like, if you get delayed on flight or something's going on that you don't like, give it some time. I was thinking about this DEA stuff or the Trump border wall
DEI
supplies.
DEI stuff?
DEA, DEI, whatever. It's all
it's
the same.
A big difference, yeah, buddy.
Yeah. You wait long enough, and it just comes back around. And I remember my dad telling me one time I was panicked about something. I called him up and I'm like, Dad, did you see this? And he's like, Scotty, just give it some time. It'll all come back. It always swings back.
Just like the weather.
Right. If you're freaked out that Kamala wants to run again, just give it some time.
Give it some time.
Right. And it's a little bit of a tribute that we were off for too long. It's good to be back.
Oh, no, we really were.
Yeah, we missed it.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
Yep.
Thanks for welcoming us back. Oh, I will say really quickly, last night went to a little concert by this new band,
Ooh-hoo.
Fourth Quarter Cigar. They were pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So shout out to Fourth Quarter Cigar.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for the show.
That one.
Coach's Corner.
This is by Oscar Wilde.
Mm.
Normally Scott will mention who the quote's from. Who that is?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah. Don't you normally do that?
I try when I know him. When I know him.
You don't know who Oscar Wilde is?
No. We've never met.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Okay. The author doesn't know that?
I know who he is. I'm giving you the eye because Scott doesn't know.
Well, then fill it in.
Not French author. He was an author, very controversial. And if you were here in the room right now, I would ask him.
Why are you gay?
Because he was a flamer. And
was he really?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, please to...
be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I do.
I'm going to forget his name when we leave this room. But
Oscar Wilde? Like, he was a famous, famous writer.
Apparently not, because there's at least two people.
He was a famous writer back in the 1800s. All right? I mean, come on. Nobody remembers anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been gone.
Oh, that's our clock.
We've been gone way too long.
All right. That's it for this week. Next week, we'll be back with more. And we got a new closing theme. And, ooh. Yeah.
For our 100th episode.
For our 100th episode. Let's see if you guys can figure out the difference.
You're gonna make it after all.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.